Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's midday interview. My friend Gwenifer Roller is in the studio with us today. Gwenifer is the owner and marvelous maestro behind the desk there at Old Books on Front Street. She just knows about everything there is to know about books and has a great bookstore practically across the street from the radio station. So we all spend a good bit of time over there. And last year, Old Books on Front Street celebrated Bloomsday in honor of James Joyce and Ulysses, and they're doing it again this year, but in a different way. So Gwenifer is here to tell us about it. Thanks, Gwenifer, for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, Jamila. I don't know if anybody could live up to that introduction,
but it
was very flattering. I appreciate it.
It's a very
lot.
Strange title. I just kind of, on the spur of the moment, decided to give you something like the Great High Mucky Muck of Old Books. I don't know. So anyway.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Let's talk, first of all, about James Joyce and about the book Ulysses.
Well, Bloomsday is the celebration of James Joyce and his masterwork Ulysses, and it is called Bloomsday because the main character is Leopold Bloom, and it is celebrated on June 16th because all of the action in the book takes place on one day. And if you've ever picked up Ulysses, you go, really? 700 pages and that's only one day? It's not five generations in a family saga? No, one day. And it is an entirely stream of consciousness book, and it is one of the great turning points in modern literature. In Dublin, it's huge. People dress up as the characters and they go to all the sites in the book because it is called Ulysses as an homage or an allusion to the Odyssey and Ulysses' journey attempting to get home. And so it is Leopold Bloom and several of his cronies and their journey through one day in Dublin. And the James Joyce Center in Dublin hosts a fabulous event. I mean, they eat all of the food in the book. They recite all of the dialogue in character. It's phenomenal. We don't have that opportunity here because we can't import Dublin to Wilmington. So we wanted to participate. And last year we did a marathon reading of the book, which is a common way of celebrating it. A lot of people around the world do that. But this year, Bloomsday falls on a Saturday, and trying to do a marathon reading on a Saturday, especially in June when the weather is beautiful, would have been a near impossibility. So we decided we needed to come up with something else. And there is this, forgive me, Joyce scholars, if I offend you when I say this, there's this fairly random 156-page play in the middle of the book that starts on page 408. And since Wilmington is a big theater town, we thought, you know, that could be an interesting thing to do. So we're going to do a staged reading of the play within the book. Jeff Pollock, who many people remember from Changing Channels fame and is also owns and runs The Scoop in the Cotton Exchange, which is probably Wilmington's longest running. I might be wrong about that, but it's been around since 1979.
ice cream shop.
Yeah. Is going to direct the staged reading. And if you've had lunch at The Scoop, this will not surprise you. He is designing a Bloomsday-themed hot dog. And I don't know what that involves. It's going to be a surprise. I'm a vegetarian, so this should be a real surprise for me.
But I need to get you a tofu dog.
I guess so. But I thought it was a fascinating idea. And I'm like, yeah, let's go with that. So
That's great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gwenifer Roller of Old Books on Front Street. And Old Books is celebrating Bloomsday again this year on Saturday, June 16th, a day in honor of James Joyce and his book Ulysses, about Leopold Bloom. And this is the one day in Leopold Bloom's life that is written about for the entire 700-some pages of Ulysses.
Yes.
It must have been quite a day. So let's talk about what the play is like, this play within the book, and some of the actors that you have and how much they've been rehearsing and all that good stuff.
Well, we haven't had any rehearsal. Oh!
That sounds great.
Yeah, well,
that sounds like Jeff.
It's much more Joycean, I think, this way. There are over 200 parts, and it looks like each performer is going to be reading about 40 different parts on average, though I think it will make much more sense if we have one person read Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
I have an invitation out to somebody special for that, and he hasn't agreed or disagreed yet. So that's a mystery surprise we hope to reveal shortly. And there are all sorts of interesting things that happen. The Bells of the Church are one of the characters. There's this whole series of the married women in town who show up. And it's at one point, Leopold winds up in a house of ill repute and is sort of about to get arrested, and there's a lot of drama that's occurring. You know, like the first part of the book might be the longest breakfast in the history of literature, and not a whole heck of a lot happens, but there's a lot of action in this portion, and we're very excited about it. It's also sort of a different thing for Wilmington. We contacted the Joyce Center last year. They got back in touch with us this year in January to find out if we were participating again. And then we've been contacted by a couple of different organizations around the United States who coordinate Bloom's Day celebrations. And they were very excited that we decided to do the play within the book. I think they're also really sort of surprised that in Wilmington, North Carolina, of all places, there's a Bloom's Day celebration. You kind of expect it in New York. You would expect it in Boston. But this is sort of an anomaly.
In their minds. They just don't know what a cultural hub this is.
Yeah, they don't appreciate. So I've enjoyed that a lot. One person got back to me and said, I didn't know you had such a big Irish community. And I was like, well, I'm sure there is a fairly sizable Irish settlement, but that wasn't really the driving force here. So it's been fun to sort of challenge some stereotypes about Wilmington from the outside as well.
Who came up with the idea of doing this play within the book, and how did Jeff get involved? Was that you? Was it Jeff?
You know, that's an interesting question. Shortly after, I guess, the Encore Awards, so I guess the first or second week of February, I was having a hot fudge sundae at the Scoop and talking with Jeff, going, you know, we should really do something together. We do a lot of events at the bookstore. We should really find a way to sort of try to bring you and the Changing Channels experience in. We don't have the space to host a Changing Channels
Great improv group.
Yeah,
they're hysterical.
The sort of the mindset and the talent and all of that. And so we started kicking around ideas, and I was like, we got to do Bloom's Day. Let's do the play within the book, because it's going to be on a Saturday this year. And why don't you take this ball and run with it? Because I'm sure you'll do something very interesting. He keeps warning me. He's like, I'm planning on audience participation. And I'm like, okay. Okay, fine. I think also maybe this might be a little more accessible and a little less intimidating. This is one of the legendary intimidating books in the English language for a variety of reasons. That having been said, last year we had a 5-year-old reading.
It was fascinating to hear Ulysses read by the incredible variety of readers you had, all ages, all types. And I got to read a little passage, and it was, and I have never read Ulysses, so it's just these cold readings that were very interesting, and some of the readers were just brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I think Abel Zuckerman was probably the most surprising of anybody for me that I got to see. There's a strong musicality in the language, and a lot of Joyce scholarship has focused on the rhythm and the melody of the language. And Abel, I guess, was about 9 years old at that time last year, completely unconsciously just fell into it. And it was almost that he was singing the book as he was reading it. And it was beautiful to watch, incredible to hear. But I think sometimes if we prepare in advance, we give by that I mean rehearsing, reading something out loud in front of an audience in advance, we give ourselves the time to become nervous about it. And here's the great thing. Almost nobody who's going to be at this event has actually read Ulysses all the way through. It's you know, people read parts of it, or they try to read parts of it, or they're interested in it. Some people actually do the whole thing, but it's a very thick and intimidating book. But so the great thing is nobody knows if you mess up.
Good to me.
And we're all there to enjoy it. It's not about judgment. It's just marvelous. It's
great.
So
I imagine it'll be really fun with Jeff Pollock directing, and imagine taking on a role. Is he going to be reading some roles as well? Do you know anybody else who's participating that you can mention?
Jock has been drafted. He doesn't really have a choice. Allison Ballard is going to come read for us as well, as is Addie McCulloch. Mark Basquill has been in constant contact, and I think he's also drafting one of his sons, which would be lovely.
Great.
Mark read for us last year. So that's sort of where we're at, and then we have our mystery Bloom.
All right, we'll see who that is. Dun, da, da, da. Well, it's Bloom's Day celebration at Old Books on Front Street, which is 249 North Front Street, and you can go to oldbooksonfrontstreet, ST. bookstore.com to find out more. You can also call the bookstore, which is 910-76-BOOKS. And the celebration will start at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
And there will be ice cream, hopefully Bloomsday ice cream, and maybe even a hot dog inspired by Ulysses, which will be kind of strange and wonderful.
And traditional Irish desserts from Sugar on Front Street.
Oh, great. So all of that's happening starting at 4:30. You're guessing it'll last for
a couple of hours. And also, this is not the G-rated portion of the book.
All right. Just so be aware of that, folks. This is the part where Leo Bloom visits a house of ill repute. That's a good way of saying it. All right. Guinevere, have fun on Saturday.
Thank you, Jamila. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad you're celebrating Bloomsday again and in a new and creative way. That's great. Bloomsday at Old Books on Front Street this Saturday starting at 4:30 p.m. This is 91.3 WHQR.